welcome to the first Future Sparks podcast. This is for the young people of Swindon by the young people of Swindon. It's been initiated by the Swindon Task Force, which is led by ex-Mayor Barbara Parry. And the objective is to give a strong generational voice to how Swindon shapes itself for the future and builds community across the town, engaging and exciting our young people. For this pilot episode, we're joined by six pupils from Kingsdown School, who helped us come up with the name of the podcast and designed our logo. They're supported by their teacher who has been helping us all along the way. They tell us what they think of Swindon, what could be improved, and about their aspirations for the future. Let's hear more. Welcome to the first podcast from the Swindon Task Force for young people in Swindon. I'm Jeremy Blaine, and I'm joined by Barbara Parry, who is the ex-mayor of Swindon. And you started the task force, Barbara. What's the purpose?
So I wanted to, within my role as mayor, create a better image of Swindon. I think that Swindon gets a really raw deal at times, and people don't often appreciate all the great and wonderful things about Swindon, including the history. And so one thing I was really keen to do was to help Swindon sing a happier song about itself to ourselves and to the outside world, to make everybody feel proud of where they live and belong, and to kind of improve the sense of community. We do have really good community spirit in Swindon, but I think it could be better. I think we could all be talking a lot more positively about our town. And also, I think in the long run, if we all do that enough, then eventually there will be greater opportunities for young people, because people outside of Swindon will just see what an amazing place it is and all the opportunities there are, and they will want to build on that and create more opportunities, because they will just want a piece of that very exciting pie. So we wanted to start from the ground up of really starting with the basics to make everybody say more positive things about the town, to improve the opportunities for young people through various methods. And one of them was this podcast, so that young people can talk to other young people about all the amazing, great and wonderful things and really get those messages out there. And there's no better people for you to hear it from than each other. You get adults talking to you and at you all the time about lots of stuff, but actually your voices need to be heard. And it's not only you and each other that need to hear your voices, it's everyone. And we as adults especially want to hear your voices, because it's so important. And that's how we're going to make a shift and drive change, is by listening, really, really listening to what you're saying, not just hearing what you're saying, but really listening, and then working together with you to help to make things better for you in the future.
Great stuff. And the great thing is we're joined by the future of Swindon, six amazing young people. Welcome, everyone. Say hello.
Hello.
Great. So we've got Marley, we've got Lucy, we've got Jack, we've got Blue, we've got Jasmine, we've got Imogen from Kingsdown School. Welcome. They said, thank you, Jeremy. They said, it's like, yeah, but great. No, it's, we're really delighted that you've joined us today, because as Barbara said, it's really important that we have your voice front and centre. So I'm going to ask you each to introduce yourself. And I want you to tell us right off the bat your favourite thing about Swindon. I'm going to start over here, okay, with you, Marley. So please introduce yourself and tell us the favourite thing about Swindon.
Hi, my name's Marley, and I think one of my favourite things about Swindon is there's always a lot of green areas and fields, and it's not just like surrounded by a bunch of roads.
And where do you like going in the green areas, and what do you like to do there?
Well, I like to go for walks around like Santon Woods and stuff, and possibly like Coatwater.
Yeah, Coatwater's lovely, isn't it? Yeah, great. Lucy, what about yourself? Please introduce yourself and your favourite thing.
My name's Lucy, and my favourite thing about Swindon is the easy access to places all around Swindon, whether it's buses or paths.
And where do you end up going then?
Like Greenbridge.
Yeah, Greenbridge, is that your favourite place to go, kind of? The movies, a bit of shopping, yeah, those kind of things. Great, excellent stuff. Jack.
My name's Jack, and my favourite thing about Swindon is the football club and the golf course.
So there's a few golf courses. Which one?
Broome Manor.
Broome Manor. Where's that? I don't know where that is.
It's down the end of Old Town.
Ah, right. Okay. Okay. Great stuff. So you play yourself, do you?
Yeah, I've got a membership there.
Excellent work. Excellent work, Jack. Blue.
Hello, my name is Blue. My favourite thing about Swindon is the football club because it's my hometown and the history behind the club is incredible.
So who's your favourite player?
Darren Aldacre.
Really?
Yeah.
Good old Darren. Doing all right, actually, this season, right?
Yeah.
Nice to see Swindon kind of getting up there again, isn't it?
I think we'll go up.
Yeah? You reckon? Yeah. Right, you heard it here first, folks, on this podcast, that Swindon are going up, according to Blue. Fantastic.
Can I just interject that you might be really interested to know that one of our members of the task force is the person in charge of the Swindon Town Museum. He's called Dick Matic. And he's working really hard on bringing that forward.
So, yeah, he's really passionate, isn't he, about the history of Swindon as well. So, Jasmine.
Hi, my name's Jasmine. And my favourite part of Swindon is surrounded by lots of countryside.
Also, we've got a few of us. Like, we could get a hiking group going together. Where do you like going?
I like going up near the Ridgeway.
Ah.
And dog walks.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. My favourite place too. Fantastic. Like Liddington Castle and all up there. Yeah. Lovely, lovely. Imogen.
Hi, my name's Imogen. And my favourite thing about Swindon is how there's such like, a wide range of like education available for everyone.
And what, so you're at Kingsdown now. What's your next step, do you think? Where are you looking at?
I'm not sure yet.
Yeah. We're recording this at New College Swindon at the Institute of Technology. What do you think of this place?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Great. So you might have one more student coming. Great. Well, thank you and welcome all.
So, Marley, if you were to improve Swindon for young people, what would you do and why?
Well, I'd want to improve, first of all, the town centre, because I just feel like it needs to be improved and made safer, and also had, like, nicer and better shops put in there. And also probably open up more sports centres, for example, like, using the Oasis, because otherwise I just feel like it's a bit of a waste of space.
So what sports would you like to see that you're not seeing enough of at the moment?
Well, I just feel like opening up a swimming pool or making courts to rent out, maybe for like badminton and netball and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. How about you, Lucy?
It's kind of the same thing as Marley, but more opportunities for different clubs, for different sports.
Okay. And would you be happy to use the buses you mentioned to travel across the town to those? Yeah. Fantastic. How about you, Jack? If you were to improve Swindon for young people, what would you do and why?
I'd probably make it a lot safer to go around so a lot more children can feel like comfortable walking around and not like intimidated.
Mm-hmm. So what is it that makes you not feel safe right now?
Knife crime.
Okay. Yeah. And what about you, Blue?
Maybe have some more like security around or maybe some more houses, just so same as Jack, feel it more safe because the crime around here now is too much, like a lot of kids getting injured hanging around the streets.
So what, do you have any ideas how that could be solved?
Yeah, maybe building some more houses around the area so it's like a little its own street so more kids can go out and play in a group so they're safer.
Okay. How about you, Jasmine?
Probably improve the town centre, like so it's a place where all people, especially young people, can go and they feel safe.
And how about you, Imogen?
I feel like maybe like bringing more shops and like things that are more appealing to like young people and like children.
It's interesting because when we as a task force did a survey to young people and it was the Kingsdown students that responded the best out of the whole of Swindon, I'll be honest, we had a really, really good response. The majority of young people were saying that their biggest issue with Swindon as it stands is the fear of they don't feel safe, and knife crime was a big one that came out of that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's interesting, and we're the task force, we're working with the police on this as well, and we're working with youths who are older than you as well to help own that challenge across young people. So that's going to be one of the big outputs. I'd just like to come back actually to Marley and Lucy.
Because the other thing we hear about, and you've all sort of mentioned this, sort of more opportunity, more shops, but the Oasis you mentioned, that seems to be an amazing space that we're not using. What would you do with it, you two?
Well, I just like, I want to renovate it so it can just be used, yeah.
What about you, Lucy? How would you use
same
it?
Same sort of thing, just to make sure it's actually like you can use it and it's not just there being like left.
Yeah.
Do you know one of the problems that put everything to a standstill with the Oasis is some people campaigned to make that a listed building. So I think the roof of the Oasis has been listed, which means that it has massively reduced the development opportunities. It's put a lot of red tape in the way. So the developers were planning to reopen the pool, but not with the domed roof. And lots of people protested about that and they wanted the roof to stay. Unfortunately, at this point in time, it seems like that was at the expense of the pool. But we've yet to see how that evolves. So hopefully something will come about and it will open as a swimming pool at some point again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I just feel like we should know what's going on with it and see an improvement and change in what's going on with the Oasis.
Yeah, so that really good point is communication,
yes.
Right? And it's communication to young people, around that. And it'd be great if you could get involved in doing something, being a voice in Swindon to do this, and this is what we want to help you with. Just a quick question then, for you, if you think ahead, I know you're young now, you go into college, whatever. Do you have an ambition to have your own business, to join a company, to join a charity? What? Let's just hear around. What, Jasmine?
I'd really like to become a nurse.
Nurse, yeah. So caring sector about yourself.
I don't know.
Don't know yet. And that's fine. Blue?
I was thinking in the future to maybe start my own business.
Yeah, so entrepreneur.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
What business?
Think? Yeah.
Not sure at the minute.
No.
See what future has to come.
Nice.
More things might come out.
Jack?
I want to open an auto shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so your own?
Yeah, so I can buy and sell cars and fix them up and make some money off
that's
that.
Right, I must take your number. Lucy?
I'm also not too sure.
Yeah, not too sure yet. Fine.
Like Jasmine, I'd like to work as a children's nurse.
children's nurse, did you say? Yeah.
Children's nurse, yeah, exactly. You're getting right with that piece of paper there, Lucy. It's like, so in order to do what you want to do, and it maybe to also inform what you want to do later on as well, you're either going to pick some topics, some subjects to study in the college or wherever you're going next. But you've also got to kind of think about, well, what are the skills that you need to do that? So if you think about that, what do you think, sort of being a student here in Swindon and relying on the schools in Swindon, the colleges in Swindon, and where you want to go, what are the kind of skills you'd want to learn? And I'm going to come to both of you two here. So both the two entrepreneurs in the corner over here. So Jack, so what are the kind of skill sets you think you'd like to work, you'd like to learn in a educational setting?
So I feel like I'd need to work on communication, so I can talk and agree deals with clients and people who want to buy and sell cars to me.
Yeah.
And then I'd also want to work on teamwork, because if I'm owning a business, I need people to work with, and then it'd just be a lot easier to talk to people and work with a group.
Great. So network, collaborate, team. But see, all of these are skills that you might not learn in school, although you will work on certain projects, sometimes you won't realise you're learning it. But I think it's a really good point, is that how do we do more of that at school and college? Nice one. What about you, Blue?
I also think communication, same as Jack, because being in a business or being an entrepreneur, you'll be working with other people, so communication could be a big factor in either talking to your friends or working with you or the clients.
What do you think you could do now while you're in school to help you to develop those skills?
Just talk to your friends more, maybe. It's brave talking with others.
So there's other things you can get involved in, like, for example, the D of E. Have you heard of the D of E?
No.
Yeah. So that is a really, really good programme, and I would suggest you go back and speak to Mrs. Ridley if you want to find out a bit more about that one. She'll be able to tell you all about it. But it gives you opportunities to work together as teams, to get out in the great outdoors and be adventurous, but also to do some volunteering. And through volunteering and work experience, you can develop a massive range of skills, and you may not even realise what those are. You know, I've spoken to young people before who have paper rounds, or they go to scouts or guides or whatever, and they don't even realise when they're putting their CV together the skills that they're developing. They don't realise it's important to put those on their CV, but it really is, because you are developing things like communication and teamwork through those. So it's worth bearing in mind.
Yeah, so anything extra that you get involved with is great. But communication is a great one, because, you know, that practicing that is go to people that you don't know, or go to some teachers that you don't know, and just sit down and have a conversation with them, see how it goes. You know? So okay, I want to come back to the girls on this as well, just to give you the opportunity. So there's two of you sort of looking sort of at care, teaching, getting involved with other people. So what are the type of skills that you would want to learn now that help better prepare you, do you think? That's Jasmine and Marley.
Patience.
Yeah.
Because it will take time. Like,
yeah.
Won't just happen overnight. And you've got to be like, don't rush it. Take your time.
So take your time. And what would you want to learn now in order to prepare you for the future better, do you think?
The skills.
Yeah.
Of, like, hard working, resilience, and yeah.
That's a great one. Wasn't expecting that one to come up, but you're right. You know, that's a big one for any institution, any business right now, is actually the resilience and the courage. I think Blue talked about as brave communication before, but actually kind of just brave operating is what we need to do. What about yourself, Marley?
Well, I think communication and patience is very good skills to have, and also just being able to understand other people and their situations.
Yeah, that's good. And how might you do that?
Having a conversation with them and going through, like, medical history.
Mm. Great. So, yeah, so understand them on a much more personal level.
Yeah.
Good one. And so for Lucy and for Imogen, not quite sure yet, and that's absolutely fine. I don't think I was sure until I was 31, actually, but... But you're in school now, you're going to study going forward. So what are you thinking of in terms of what you would actually like to study that you would enjoy, perhaps?
I really like PE and food tech.
Yeah, great. Oh, and what in food tech do you like?
Just like learning about the nutrition as well as cooking, like learning recipes and stuff.
Great stuff. Well, I think we had a bit of a sneak peek and hear about that this morning here at New College Swindon. What about yourself, Lucy?
I quite like PE. So it'll be cool to do something based off that as well, probably.
Yeah. Lots of great places in Swindon as well that are growing up, like Morden Sports Hub. You know, lots of opportunity there to get involved also with young people, you know, around that. Thank you for sharing.
Tell us one thing you are looking forward to in 2026, Marley.
Probably just the community growing, and I just want to see how Swindon can change.
Mm-hmm. Lucy?
I'm just excited to see all the improvements that can be made.
Jack?
Yeah, basically the same, just any improvements to Swindon.
Blue?
Yeah, pretty much the same, the change in the area and the safety around.
Jasmine?
All the events, like music festivals, Wyvern Theatre, yeah.
So would you like to see more music festivals in Swindon?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where would you like them to be?
Anywhere, really, because it is quite, Swindon's quite good for, like, getting places, like Lucy said, with the transport.
Mm-hmm.
So anywhere would work.
Brilliant. How about you, Imogen?
Like any new companies or businesses that are going to be opening?
Uh-huh. Mm. Fantastic. And does Jeremy know about the Kingsdown Beats? Have you ever told him about the Kingsdown Beats? Do you all know what they are off by heart?
I could try.
I'm sure you must. For the benefit of anybody listening, I think it would be really good for you to mention the Kingsdown Beats. Who wants to go? Go on, Jasmine.
Got respect.
Yeah.
Ambition.
Mm-hmm.
Challenge.
Yeah.
Stretch. Responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And pride.
Brilliant. Gold star to you.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
And how do you think the Kingsdown Beats help you to develop the skills that you think you will need to have for the future?
I think they're really good skills to learn from a young age.
Because
even if you're being a nurse or an entrepreneur, they're going to help you along the way.
Absolutely. Well done. Thank you.
Great. Well, look, thank you for sharing your thoughts. It's really important that young people have a very strong voice for Swindon's future. Have you enjoyed today?
Yeah.
What have been your highlights as we've taken this group around the Swindon Institute of Technology, Swindon and Wiltshire Institute of Technology, showing you a few bits and pieces? What have been your favourite bits?
Probably all like the machines that are used to create things and everything.
Yeah, that's right. Remember what that HMI stood for?
Human Machine Interface. Excellent.
What about yourself, Lucy?
I think the machines and stuff are cool as well, and it's nice to see how the people around here have been like working on it.
Yeah, great. Yeah, practical work. Mm-hmm. Isn't it? Yeah.
The computing section.
I was wondering if that was going to
come
up.
Which bit?
Some of the esports bit and then some of the like programming bit.
That was impressive stuff, wasn't it? Yeah, that the T-level programming. Blue.
Yeah, I really love the esports bit. Yeah, it's got a variety of different like things you can do in there, like with the Formula One like simulator and then with the PCs and everything.
It's a cool room, isn't it? Yeah, I got to have a go in there last year. I was really rubbish at the game, but too many buttons for me to remember, but it was good fun.
it is great. And remember, for esports, one of the fastest growing industries globally, with lots of jobs in there, not even related to gaming. So, you know, it's looking out for talent. Jasmine?
Probably a little like the machinery, because it's just so powerful and like it keeps going.
Yeah, it keeps going and going and going and going and going. Yeah, they've invested a lot here, haven't they? Yeah. And Imogen?
I'd say the machinery as well.
Yeah, which bit?
Just like it's all because it's so like impressive.
Yeah, it's when you see it for the first time, particularly, right? Yeah.
I was just going to say, to add on to that, some of the engineering equipment, we've actually had businesses come into the college to say, oh, can we look at your blah, blah, blah machine and test it out before we consider buying one for ourselves? So it really is cutting edge technology, isn't it, Rachel? So
we would like to thank you for joining us. And I'm going to come to you, Barbara, as the leader of this task force. weren't they brilliant? I mean, what are we going to take to the task force to actually do something about
them? Oh, my gosh. You've just blown me away. You really have. And I'm not surprised because I'm slightly biased where I used to work at Kingsdown. But you are all amazing. And I am really looking forward to you guys driving this forward, and we've absolutely got your backs, and we will do whatever we need to do to support you in that. We're really, really so blessed to have this facility that we're using today in the IoT at New College Swindon, and it's just going to be amazing. And I think you are going to be driving change for other young people in Swindon and generations to come. So well done. You're changing history today. You are genuinely. So thank you so much, because this is what it's all about. It's for you and it's for the future. So thank you.
And a big thank you from me as well to you, Marley, Lucy, Jack, Blue, Jasmine and Imogen. And we should send a big thank you to Helen, who is the teacher at the back that's been driving this with us all through. And we should say that you were the group that came up with the winning logo for this podcast as well. So your names are up in lights. So we would like to give you a round of applause and say thanks for joining us.